You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's approach to reducing emissions and reliance on coal has been under the spotlight at the Leaders Forum, with the smaller islands reiterating the threat they face from climate change. They want Australia to abandon its decision to use carryover credits from the earlier Kyoto Agreement towards the Paris Agreement emissions reduction goal, but the federal government has stood firm against such calls. Describing the forum as a family gathering, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said he was keen to discuss a range of issues beyond the environment, including jobs and the economy.
And when families come together, they talk about the stuff that matters, that's most important to them. And over the next few days, that's exactly what we'll be doing. We'll be talking about the future of our environment. We'll be talking about the future of our economies. We're going to talk about what is talked about at every single family in the world, is how our kids going to get jobs and what jobs are they going to have in the future?
To coincide with his arrival, the Prime Minister announced $1.5 million for another 150 technical and vocational scholarships to help Pacific Islanders looking for work. Mr. Morrison also launched an online platform that provides interactive labour market and skills data to help industries across the Pacific. Tuvalu's leader, Anele Sopoanga, welcomed the Australian commitment of $500 million over 5 years for climate resilience projects in the Pacific, but he told the ABC it didn't give Mr. Morrison a free pass on the issue of climate change.
We appreciate the gesture to work together, but it doesn't provide, you know, a good rationale not to do the right thing and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And it doesn't make a good excuse to keep on opening coal mining. Whether it's 500 million or 1 billion or whatever, it doesn't make any difference from the obligations as leaders, as countries, to reduce greenhouse gases.
Earlier in the day, the Minister for the Pacific, Alex Hawke, weighed into concerns about climate change. He told the ABC, Australia is phasing out coal at an appropriate speed and the forum shouldn't bother asking ministers to speed it up.
Australia's position on coal is we won't have a communique where coal and coal-fired generation or phasing it out now is a realistic proposition. And we wouldn't want to see talks break down, but every country has their position, every country has the things that they need to stick with.
Australia is trying to remove the mention of phasing out coal in the communique produced at this Pacific Islands Forum. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says it's too early to say what the final wording of the text might be.
Again, while the texts are still being negotiated, then we leave that discussion to that place. But of course, there's always a range of issues considered when we issue texts as a group, but it will be all the more powerful, I think, if that is issued as a whole, as Pacific Island leaders, particularly as we go into a UN General Assembly that will be really dominated by climate change.
While the region's security in the face of climate change is the focus of the forum, other external influences are also being discussed. There are concerns over China's increasing presence in the region, despite a handful of Pacific nations remaining allies with Taiwan rather than China. John Frankel is Professor of International Relations at Victoria University in Wellington. He says China's investment in the region over the last decade has had a significant impact that Australia has been unable to compete with.
Certainly over the last year, Australia has sought to provide some alternative investment resources in the Pacific region through a new infrastructure fund and reforms to the way its credit agency operates. I think one of the difficulties here is it's hard to imagine Australian companies expanding into the Pacific Islands in the same sort of way that Chinese companies do.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.